So he said that he enjoyed dating me. He does not enjoy the fact that I come to every date late. Now, honestly and truthfully, I do come to every date late on purpose because I'm a lady. And I feel as though a man should be there waiting on me.
Y'all killing me with this. Y'all trying to kill me. You killing me, man.
So I'm not sitting in the car waiting for him to arrive and making sure I'm somewhere on time to make sure it strokes his ego. See, I'm not into stroking a man's ego. I'm into killing it.
Huh?
The first red flag is the blonde baldy. It's just masculine. I don't feel like feminine women, they can have baldies, but they rarely do have baldies, to say the least. And yeah, she's average looking at best to be talking all this mumbo jumbo. And the sooner you know that, the sooner you could possibly have success on the dating market. But likely it's already over. The nails, the fact that you're a content creator, the blonde baldy, is probably already over. She shows up late to her dates on purpose. Now, one angle could be, you know, she don't respect him and she don't really like him like that. Yeah, hey, I'ma have this nigga waiting on me. I'm the prize. It's her trying to assert dominance in a sense.
What kind of shit is that?
She's probably had bedroom fun with a bunch of dudes who would never even take her on a date or be seen with her in public. So the fact that he's even going on dates with her puts him in a certain box.
Clown nigga, huh?
You got it if you ask me.
She's not here to stroke a man's ego. She's here to kill it. So we already know that's not relationship material. She's a hardcore effinist and her brain is mush. And will continue to be mush for the rest of her life.
It's like extremely late. I'll probably be like 15 minutes late. But it's the anticipation of me walking in, right? Mm, you need to have a table together and all this other kind of stuff. By the time I get there, I just need to walk in. You don't want to watch me walk? You ain't trying to see me walk? I'm trying to show you what I'm working with.
That is bullshit.
I told him that I'm sorry that he feels that way. And that I'll do better with my time management skills. Y'all, I'm gonna come even later now. Just because you complain.
Who the hell wants to deal with a woman like that?
She already clocked him as a sucker, you know, probably the first conversation. It don't take these type of women who done been ran through by 100 dudes to pick up on what kind of guy a guy is. He probably gave her 6 compliments the first time they talked on the phone, so she already knew what box to put him in.
So let me get this straight. Y'all are being on time for dates where a man haven't sent you a car. You're on time for dates where he didn't offer to pick you up. You on time for a date. Wait, with the girl saying in the comments, are you late for a job? I work for myself.
I want to make some extra money on the side. That's my business, not yours. It's your business.
Of course you work for yourself, because you're too much of an animal to submit to any structure and discipline and authority. Of course you work for yourself. What are you, what? OnlyFans? Stripper? You sell weave? It's going to be one of, you know, 5 things. Ma'am, are you saving for retirement? See, this whole working for yourself stuff, I get it. I totally get it. A lot of women think they're boss babes because their bills paid. They got a studio apartment and an old Toyota Corolla, and they think they bosses. If I got $100 after bills paid, I'm doing my motherfucking thing. No, you're not, ma'am. Because let's just say she is working for herself, and she making $40,000 before tax, which is a stretch. But let's just say that's just getting by. It's not the flex that you think it is, especially when you're a woman and most of you women are just kind of blowing this money. You're not trying to live beneath your means or nothing. When a woman make $40,000, she go get $40,000 in bills. Men have enough common sense to say, well, let me try to live off 20, save 10 and invest 10 or something like that, or at least be in that mindset.
How? Hold on, bro. How? How you? I'm saying, how, like, talk to me, bro.
I works for myself. What else y'all saying? You don't like him. Do he like me? I'm driving to the date myself. I gotta park, I gotta walk, I gotta make sure that my feet is greasy, I smell good.
Do he like me?
I want you guys to go back and watch my Hinge video. This is why I am imploring Black women to be loud so they can drown out messages like this. You got to send me a car and don't let this young woman fool you. Most women would prefer that they drive themselves just in case the date goes bad so they can take themselves home. Most women are not allowing a man to go to their house, pick them up like dates used to be. They feel that it's unsafe.
A Black man picking a Black woman up used to be normal etiquette. He came to her door, introduced himself properly.
I don't need to. Why would I?
Well, I'm
how stupid would it never be held for anybody. R. Kelly?
Let's break this down. Dating is fucking dumb past 25. Why the fuck are you still dating in your 30s and 40s?
Stop trying to make it work.
It's stupid. You're not supposed to be dating past 25, for real. And even if you dating at 23, 24, it's like, okay, what's going on? You're a little long in the tooth. You're supposed to find your partner between 15 and 25. Fucking period. My grown, goofy ass knocking on the door. Hi, Carol, is Carol here? Grown ass. That's for 17-year-olds. Hi, I'm here to take Carol out. Oh, you look lovely today. Let me open your door. That's like teenager shit. We supposed to be past this stage in life.
Because a man that got a problem with how late I am is going to make sure that I can get there on time. He's going to do whatever it is that he can do to make sure that I get there on time. I always tell y'all don't let no man be a man. He can file a complaint and grievance all he wants to until you come up with a solution to any problem that you have going on in my life. Then there's nothing for us to talk about.
She's already there, fellas. She waiting for you to come aboard.
This woman knows she ain't shit. She knows after he busts a couple loads, it would be in his best interest to roll.
Bars.
She knows she don't bring any real legit value to his life after he busts a few nuts. She knows she's not going to be anything but a burden and a headache to his life after he tied up humping on her. Deep down inside, this woman knows he's better than her. That's why she's trying to sabotage it, because she can't live up to righteous standards.
And another thing too, I got the pick of the litter. I picks the men's. The men don't pick me. So I'm not sitting in the car waiting for him to arrive and making sure I'm somewhere on time to make sure it strokes his ego. See, I'm not into stroking a man's ego. I'm into killing it. I have him on his knees bucking like a dog, okay?
If you the shit and men like you and you pick out of the men that like you, why are you alone?
It's a mystery every one of you has got to solve.